The Great Gildersleeve is a radio situation comedy broadcast from August 31, 1941 to March 21, 1957. Initially written by Leonard Lewis Levinson, it was one of broadcast history's earliest spin-off programs. The series was built around the character Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, who was a regular element of the radio situation comedy Fibber McGee and Molly. The character was introduced in the October 3, 1939 episode of that series. The Great Gildersleeve enjoyed its greatest popularity in the 1940s. Actor Harold Peary played the character during the transition from the parent show into the spinoff, and later in four feature films released at the height of the show's popularity. In Fibber McGee and Molly, Peary's Gildersleeve had been a pompous windbag and a nemesis of Fibber McGee. "You're a hard man, McGee," became a Gildersleeve catchphrase. The character went by several aliases on Fibber McGee and Molly. His middle name was revealed to be Philharmonic in the episode entitled Gildersleeve's Diary from October 22, 1940. Gildy grew so popular that Kraft Foods, promoting its Parquet margarine brand, sponsored a new series featuring Peary's somewhat mellowed and always befuddled Gildersleeve as the head of his own family. The Great Gildersleeve premiered on NBC on August 31, 1941. It moved the title character from the McGees' Wistful Vista address to Summerfield, where Gildersleeve oversaw his late brother-in-law's estate and reared his orphan niece and nephew, Marjorie and Leroy Forrester. The household also included a cook named Bertie. While Gildersleeve had occasionally mentioned his unseen wife in some Fibber episodes, in his own series he was a confirmed bachelor. At the outset of the series, Gildersleeve administered a girdle manufacturing company with the slogan, "If you want a better corset, of course, it's a Gildersleeve." Later and during the remainder of the show, he served as Summerfield's water commissioner. A key figure in the Gildersleeve home was the black cook and housekeeper, Bertie Lee Coggins, who was played by Lillian Randolph. In the first season, under writer Levinson, Bertie was often portrayed as less than intelligent, but she slowly developed as the real brains and caretaker of the household under Whedon and other writers. Marjorie, who was originally played by Lorene Tuttle and later by Louise Erickson and Mary Lee Robb, matured to a young woman through the 1940s. During the ninth season, which was September 49 through June of 1950, she met and married Walter Bronco Thompson, who was played by Richard Crenna. He was the star football player at the local college. Look magazine devoted five pages in its May 23, 1950 issue to their wedding. After living in the same household for a few years, the newlyweds moved next door. Leroy, who was played by Walter Tetley, remained ages 10 and 11 during most of the 1940s, but began to grow up in the spring of 1949 by establishing relationship with the girls in the Bullard home across the street. He developed interests in driving, playing the drums, and dreaming of a musical career. Outside of the home, Gildersleeve's closest association was with the executor of his brother-in-law's estate, Judge Horace Hooker, played by Earl Ross, with whom he had many battles during the first few broadcast seasons. After a change in scriptwriters in January 1943, however, the confrontation slowly subsided and the two men became friends. During the second season, pharmacist Richard Q. Peavy, played by Richard LeGrand, and the barber Floyd Munson, played by Mel Blanc for the first year, and Arthur Q. Bryan from December 42 onward, joined Gildersleeve's circle of acquaintances. In the fourth season, these three friends, along with Police Chief Donald Gates, played by Ken Christie, formed the nucleus of the Jolly Boys Club, whose activities revolved around practicing barbershop quartet songs between sips of Coca-Cola. There were several women who passed through Gildersleeve's life during the series, including three he almost married before finally settling into a pattern of casual dating. In 1950, Harold Peary was convinced to move the Great Gildersleeve to CBS, but sponsor Kraft Foods refused to sanction the move. Puri, who had made a contract with CBS, was legally unable to appear on NBC as a star performer, but Gildersleeve was still an NBC series. This prompted the hiring of Willard Waterman as Puri's replacement. Puri, meanwhile, began a new series on CBS which attempted to reproduce the Gildersleeve show with the names changed. The Harold Puri Show, which only lasted one season, included a fictitious radio show within the show. This was Honest Harold, hosted by Puri's new character. Starting in mid-1952, some of the program's longtime characters, such as Judge Hooker, Floyd Munson, Marjorie and her husband Bronco, were missing for months at a time. In their place were a few new ones, such as Mr. Cooley the Eggman and Mrs. Potter the Hypochondriac, who would last only a month or so. By 1953, Gildersleeve's love life had taken center stage over his family and friends. His many love interests were constantly shifting, and women came and went with great frequency. In 1954, the show's format changed drastically. After missing the fall schedule, it finally appeared in November as 15-minute episodes that aired 5 times a week. Only Gildersleeve, Leroy, and Bertie remained on a continuing basis. All the other characters were seldom heard, and gone were Marjorie and her family, as well as the studio audience, the live orchestra, and the original scripts. The material for this series synopsis was originally published at Wikipedia.com. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Bob Breaux, your announcer.